It was brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Take it away, Lint.
Thanks, Adarno. All right, so are you guys big fans of the Scripps National Spelling Bee? Because I've seen it, you know, watch it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like keep up with it a ton, but I don't know. Like if it pops up on social media, I'll watch a clip or something.
I feel like when it was on ESPN, I would always sit down and watch it for some
That's
reason.
True. I would at least watch a minute or two of it. Yeah, for sure.
So there's two students from San Bernardino County that are headed to the Scripps National Spelling Bee. A sixth grader, Shrey Parikh, and eighth grader, Srikanth Sethish Kumar, were crowned champions at this year's San Bernardino County Spelling Bee. And here are their words. I want to see if you guys can do them.
Yeah.
Correct.
And what grade are they in?
Sixth and seventh grade.
Wow. So these are going to be hard words.
Rarefaction.
Rarefaction?
Rarefaction.
Rarefaction?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Rarefaction.
I bet you it's nothing like what we think it's spelled.
Right. Here's like first response, right? It's R-A-R-I, rare it. Faction, F-A-C-T-I-O-N, rarefaction.
See, I would say it's like, instead of an I, it would be an E.
Yeah, right. There's got to be something in there to trip us up. Maybe like a P-H rather than an F.
It's R-A-R-E faction.
Oh, I got it right.
R-A what?
R-A-R-E
faction. Yeah.
R-A-R-E faction. Yeah. Rare of faction. Yeah, okay.
So what about the next one? Recrudescent.
Oh, come on.
Recrudescent. Would you like
ready?
The origin?
All right. Yes, yeah, so right. And can you use it in a sentence?
I don't know how to use that in
you
a sentence.
You said recrudescent. One more time.
Recrudescent.
Recrudescent. Okay, you ready, George? Check it out. Okay. R-E-C-R-U-I-T. I got the recruit part. And right. What's the last part?
Recrudescent.
Recruit. E-S-C-I-E-N-T.
You're all right,
so
off.
I think this one's actually not that hard. I mean, honestly, I'm kind of surprised because I guess it's... Maybe if it was high school stuff, it'd be a little harder. Although I've seen some of the stuff with the kids in middle school and it gets pretty hard. This one seems, maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm being a little too judgmental and thinking this is easy, but recrudescent sounds easy. Like descent, right, is D-E-S-E-N-T. So recrudescent would be R-E-C-R-U-D-E-S-C-E-N-T.
That is correct, George.
Right.
Recruit descent?
Recrudescent.
Recruit?
Yeah.
One more time. R-E-C.
Recrudescent.
You Googled that.
No!
He was also a writer. Is still.
It's also, you have to know like the ways the words are separated. You know what I mean? Like the way that like, they're, like the root word, descent, right? Like that's it. That, you already know how to spell descent. So recruit should be R-E-C-R-U.
Oh, I thought she was saying recruit ascent.
He said recrudescent. That's how you, I even checked the pronunciations, like had them say them.
How do you spell it one more time? R-E-C-R-U.
No, you just, she literally said it for you.
Well, she thought earlier today that when Pepe said Muggsy Bogues, he said matzo balls.
Okay, Brian just came in here and said that he thought the exact same thing, and he went back and listened to it and thought that that's exactly what he said. So
all right,
that's
so
different.
Spell it for me one more time. R-E-C-R-U.
D-E-S-C-E-N-T. Recrudescent.
Oh, okay. I'm
you're
just looking
thinking
it up.
Of them more like literally, though. Like
you're right, you're thinking
it out
like
literally
a recruit, like
yeah.
A college recruit or something.
R-E-C-R-U-D-E-S-C-E-N-T, recruitescent.
Right.
Oh, nice. It's a good word.
You know what
it means?
No.
No idea.
My nephew, he's in seventh grade, and he advanced all the way to the finals. It was down to him and one girl, and the word that tripped him up was, let's see, what was it? Insatiable.
Mm.
Ooh, here's insatiable at what in third grade? That's hard.
No, seventh grade.
Oh.
Here's what recrudescent means: breaking out again, renewing disease after abatement, suppression or secession, a recrudescent typhus. T-Y-P-H-U-S, typhus.
So, Cappy, and that is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Did you ever win a spelling bee? Because I won one in third grade.
No, I don't think so. I don't think I even came close, as a matter of fact. I think,
lost in second grade. I will never forget the word I lost.
Let me hear the word.
In second grade, mind you, yeah. I'm 7 years old.
Okay, go ahead.
Rizzuto?
Receive.
Receive is tough.
Right, because I before E, except
after C. When sounding
right,
like
and
A
I screwed that up.
Right,
I still spell that word wrong sometimes.
Yeah, well, so yeah. I got that wrong. And then in third grade, I was like, I am not losing. It's kind of like pickleball tomorrow, Cappy. I'm not losing. and I am going to win this thing next year. And then I smoked some fools in the third grade.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah, there was a Broadway show. I wish I could remember what it was called, but it was a Broadway show about a spelling bee. And somebody will know it. Somebody who's listening will know it. Somebody tweet me and let me know what it's called. And so I was invited to be in it, kind of like when I was invited to be in the Harlem Globetrotters game. And they told me to intentionally miss, because when I got out off the court after playing against the Harlem Globetrotters, people were like, dude, you sucked. You had wide open shots right under the basket. I'm like, bro, they told me to miss intentionally. Okay. I mean, come on.
Were you the Washington Generals?
Yeah, I was on the Washington Generals.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was in this like Broadway show where there's actors all around me, but I'm like a non-actor and I'm like in the middle of the show. And they kept feeding me words until I got knocked out. You know, like they asked me like to spell like, you know, A. It's like, I got that. You know?
Yeah.
It's like E-H. A. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or Cappy, A. A-Y-Y-Y.
Cappy, you got that. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think LeBron has got something for Darvin Ham here? Because Lindsay went nefarious with LeBron. Okay, speaking of fancy words and spelling bees, you want to spell nefarious?
N-E-P-H-A-R-I-O-U-S.
No.
Nefarious.
No.
No. How you spell it?
Nefarious. Nefarious is N-E-F-A-R-I-O-U-S.
That's exactly what I just said.
No, you said P-H.
I don't know, George. I don't think you heard me correctly.
Okay, clearly. But nonetheless. She thinks, so LeBron was asked, where was he on? Is this on the J.J. Redick one?
Yeah, it was on his new podcast with J.J. Redick.
All right, so Redick. He's on the podcast with him and J.J. Redick. What's it called again? Mind Game or something?
Yeah. Mind Game.
So that
I don't
thing.
Think that's it, is it? M-I-N-D-G-A-M-E.
It's something called, it's like Mind something. Mind of the Game?
Mind the Game.
Mind the Game, right. So there you go. So Mind the Game podcast, and they're talking about high IQs. And he went and talked about Rondo, right, who he played with and won a championship with, and talks about his high IQ. And Lindsay thinks this comment may be subspeaking about his own coach. Now, let's take a listen.
Which guys, by the way, the processing speed, I mentioned a few guys.
Yeah.
Guys you played with, guys you played against.
Yeah.
That you think have that sort of high-level basketball IQ.
Rajon Rondo.
Yeah.
For sure. He can process, flip, do things on the go. Like, it's very weird to me that he's not coaching at a high level. I think it's because he doesn't want to do it.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. It is a lot. And who wants to deal with all these rich, entitled guys all the time?
Make too much money. Now.
It's just a weird thing.
You guys make too much
it's
money.
It's just a weird
Let's
thing.
Let's get a cheers, man.
Let's get a cheers, man. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Thank
LeBron.
You for the wine, by the way.
It smells amazing, too.
Love him.
So Lindsay thinks that that's like, maybe a little subspeak there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we've got a new podcast and we're going to do something super original. We're going to drink during the podcast because no one's ever done that before. Cheers.
There aren't other basketball, like NBA players, though, like drinking glasses of wine, though.
Right. That's my point is everybody's doing that.
Not wine, are they?
I mean, whatever. But okay,
you hate LeBron so much.
No, I don't hate LeBron. I just honestly like come up with an original concept. Seriously.
Well, JJ's a big wine guy.
So is LeBron. Mm-hmm.
And JJ was drinking wine a long time ago on his other podcast. Like he was drinking wine. I saw an episode with him and Jimmy Butler, and they were drinking wine years ago.
That's what I'm saying. Let's come up with something new. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
As far as
milkshakes.
What I just heard,
tell
what
him to
I,
drink milkshakes. Now.
Milkshakes.
Yeah. See, there's a good idea. Hey, cheers! Cheers to a protein shake, my brother. There you go. You know, cheers to whey protein. What do you got? You got chocolate. I got vanilla. Cheers.
You get an extra shot of bee pollen in that one.
Yeah. Yo, you guys, you using? What are you using over there? You using, peanut butter or are you using almond butter? What do you got over there? Let me know.
I prefer peanut butter over almond butter, mm-hmm. personally.
So you're saying, because I hear what LeBron's saying. Hey, here's a guy who I think could process things and could be a really good coach at a high level. Why is he not? And then LeBron immediately says, because he probably doesn't want to. What do you say?
Although I have heard in the past that Rondo, I've heard the Rondo should coach thing forever. And I have heard that Rondo may have some interest. But I think Rondo would have that interest, but probably not coming up through like the assistant ranks is my guess. I think he'd want kind of like what Jason Kidd got, right? Or Steve Nash or Steve Kerr for that matter. Even although Steve Kerr was in a front office before.
Yeah, he was a general manager. Yeah.
Right, but he wasn't a coach. That's also, they're not the same skill set by any stretch of the imagination.
No, but I would say that Steve Kerr, just to give him a little bit of credit, I mean, given what he's accomplished, you know, Steve Kerr did play for Phil Jackson, and, you know, you take something away from your coaches, and Phil's kind of considered the best. And then he played with Michael Jordan, so he had that on his resume also.
Pop, too. He coached Pop.
Yeah, and then you throw on top of it that he ran a front office with the Suns for a few years. So, I think the outlier in all of it was Steve Nash, because that one was kind of completely from out of left
field. Jason Kidd, too. Jason Kidd had no he became an assistant later after failing as a head coach, but not initially.
Mm-hmm. I would think it's got to be pretty hard to just give a guy, because you've just come up with two or three. Let's just go with two. Jason Kidd is a good one, and Steve Nash is an obvious one, right? I mean, two guys that were not head coaches, were not assistant coaches, did not work their way through the ranks. They just immediately became head coaches. Can you think of anybody else?
Well, J.J. Redick got got interviews in the last cycle for head coaching.
But he didn't become a head coach.
He did not, but he got interviews.
Yeah,
and he's never been an assistant.
Okay, well, I'll take you to, like, football, for example. You know, John Lynch became the general manager of the 49ers, and he was broadcasting for Fox. So there was no experience, and no one knew what he was going to be. I'll give you another example. Brad Ausmus was a really good catcher as a Major League Baseball player.
And catchers usually get that opportunity before.
But he literally had never been a coach, never been an assistant, never been on a bench,
right?
Never had coached a base, never was a hitting coach, and he became the manager of the Detroit Tigers.
I mean, honestly, baseball is one of those sports that you could kind of easily do that.
So baseball would be easy, and basketball would be hard, right?
Harder, but not, I don't think hard necessarily. Oh, no. Harder.
Okay, well, I mean, it would be very interesting that all we've come up with are two guys. Now, I mean, what are you getting at, Lindsay? Do you think that what LeBron is saying is that he wants Rondo to be the next head coach of the Lakers? Because let me tell you something right now. If the Lakers decide to part ways with Darvin Ham at the end of this season, you know what they need? A really experienced NBA basketball coach.
I don't know. I feel like LeBron's coaches have, you know, often been kind of like his choice.
I got another one, Cappy.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers went from playing, retired in 96 or 97,
okay,
and then started coaching a couple years later.
Went right to head coach?
Was not an assistant.
So, and who was his first job?
Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So there are a few.
Yeah, there's a couple. But what about
Lindsay? James Jones going to the front office?
He went straight to being a general manager.
Yeah, which that's probably a bigger deal than going straight to being a coach, right?
Yeah. Steve Kerr did that too.
But what are we getting at here? That you think that
is
LeBron,
that? I mean, a lot of people think Rondo would be a good head coach.
Right, but do you think that LeBron is going to try and get Rondo to become his head coach so that LeBron can be the head
coach?
Well,
that's what Lindsay seems to
think. It could be, I'm just saying, he could be putting out feelers for that. You know, him saying
he is very calculated.
I was just going to say that. Everything he says, there's always some meaning behind it.
He is very calculated.
So him saying it's crazy that he's not a head coach. And he's almost saying we'd never want to deal with a bunch of entitled billionaires or millionaires, unless
wink, wink, wink,
that's your buddy. Like, hey, you can deal with me. We cool.
Well, I've said this before, and I will continue to believe this, and you guys can ridicule this comment all you like. They don't need a coach. Let LeBron coach. And when LeBron is hurt, he can coach. And when LeBron is playing, he can coach. Why have a coach? What, you need Rondo there so that LeBron can tell him what to do? Let LeBron coach.
I mean, you can't not have a coach.
Well, I think LeBron is like, he's one of these guys that, I just got a back muscle spasm in my back. That's not good for him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's not good for
him. Oh, no. You got a talking injury?
I went to stand up.
Oh, okay. At least it was physical.
You heard his chair squeak.
By the way, did Derek Fisher go straight to coaching the Knicks? Was he a first-time head coach? Had he ever coached before?
Derek Fisher also did not. Correct. That's okay. A good one.
Very good call by David
That
Kent.
Didn't work out so well either.
No.
But
David. Good job, David. Hello, David.
Now, let me say this. I think LeBron probably doesn't think he needs a coach, but he knows he doesn't want to do the coaching stuff, like
right.
dealing with people.
Yep.
But
right, so
if he had
gets one of his boys.
If
yep,
he had
exactly.
a if there are again, there history shows that there are guys that he respects, right? And now he didn't initially respect one coach that he won championships with. Now I think that eventually there was a respect there as time went by. And then now I think there's an even bigger respect seeing what that coach has become. And with Ty Lue, there was always a sense of he knew Ty Lue was a savant when it came to X's and O's. Okay. And I think that, and he allowed Ty Lue to coach him, who had never coached as a head coach. He had been an assistant. All right. So I do think there are certain guys he would be like on the same wavelength with. So to your point, it would be in his mind, whether that actually would be the reality of it would be different. In his mind, he feels like that would be seamless because these people are on the same wavelength. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
I do.
The high IQ, him saying like he could just do things on the go. Like he doesn't even have to think about it.
Let me tell you something right now. If the Lakers fire Darvin Ham and they hire Rajon Rondo as their head coach, a first-time head coach, someone who's never even been an assistant coach, if they do that, once again, you will be handing over your organization to LeBron, which some people might say, that's fine. He's LeBron. Hand it to him. I would say you need a real basketball coach. And by the way, someone that LeBron would be willing to be coached by, someone he'd be willing to play for, someone he'd be willing to be in the locker room saying, this is our guy. Let's follow his lead. I'm not sure Rajon Rondo is that guy other than he's just LeBron's boy.
Well, I think a lot of guys around the league, this is where you're wrong. A lot of guys around the league think that Rondo, and I'm not saying like just players. A lot of people think Rondo can be a head coach easily.
He might be able to be. But all I'm saying is that in the last few years of LeBron's career, you just saw what happened here with Darvin Ham, a first-time head
coach.
No,
I'm not disputing that. But I'm just saying that there is a real feeling, despite the stuff you mentioned, that he could be a really good head coach. So
He might be.
Just saying. You know who's also really good, Cappy?
Tell me.
Avner Gatt.
Hello.
At getting you what you need to get.
Avner Gatt's beyond good. He's great. He's a Hall of Famer. Okay, if Avner Gatt was your coach, he kicks ass. Okay, people listen to his lead. I'll tell you that right now. Because listen, we were talking about this yesterday when we were out at Islands. There was a lady who was there. She was hanging out with the show, and she had a similar situation that I've talked about, an accident at your house. So I'm using water damage as an example, where all of a sudden you don't know what's going on, and underneath your house, a pipe has burst, and it's been going on for weeks. You don't even know about it. And then the next thing you know, your floors are buckling, and you're like, hey, what's going on here? And then you call your homeowner's insurance, and they come out, and they're like, oh, okay. We got a lot of work to do here. And you go, yeah, this is going to be a big deal. And then before you know it, they're tearing up your floors. You're moving out of your house. And then your insurance company says to you, yeah, well, you know, we'll give you like 20 grand to do this, and you'll fix it all up. And you find out 20 grand, this could be 60 grand, 80 grand. This could be $100,000. And you try and negotiate with your insurance company, and you find out that is not a winning proposition for you. That is why you call Avner Gatt. He is looking out for you. He's a public insurance adjuster who is on your side. He represents you. He makes sure in the negotiation that he's getting the best outcome for you, not the best outcome for the insurance company. That's what they want. Okay, you've been paying the insurance company for all these months. Now that you need them, they don't want to pay for it. So look, this is what Avner and his team do. This is what they've been doing. They deal with insurance companies for all these years. They've got all the experience, all the industry know-how. They've got all the 5-star reviews to tell you that people trust Avner Gatt, and they get great success with Avner Gatt. So here's what you need to do. You need to call them. 818-917-5256. I'll slow it down. 818-917-5256. Make it easier. Go to avnergat.com. A-V-N-E-R-G-A-T. George, you hear that for spelling? A-V-N-E-R-G-A-T. Avnergat.com. When you call, Avner's going to answer the phone himself. Hello!
It's my favorite Tears for Fears song. I don't like, I like this way better than Shout.
Yeah, this is a much better song than Shout. Shout, shout, let it all out. Nah, I don't feel like shouting right now.
This is a good song right here.
Yeah.
In a bunch of movies, right?
Last night, for some reason, I don't know why, but I know you love Depeche Mode.
I do.
I got into a little bit of a Depeche Mode thing last night on the drive home.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what song it was that I got caught
up. Behind the Wheel?
No, no, no.
Oh. Strange no. Love?
No, no.
No, 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 no. No
Policy
no.
of Truth?
No, 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 no.
Man, he
Enjoy
knows
the
all.
Silence?
Just Can't Get Enough.
Oh, Just Can't Get Enough. Yeah. That's a little, I was thinking something more mellow, but you were going more something more upbeat.
Yeah, Just Can't Get Enough. Just Can't Get Enough. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I got into a little Depeche Mode weird thing last
that
night.
That song made a was in like a commercial within the last couple of years too. Like something, I don't know, maybe like a cell phone commercial?
I think what happened was, I think I was walking to the East Central the other day from 710, and I was pulling around the corner by the Yard House, and that song was on outside on the patio, and I heard it. And I think I had to even Shazam it. And then I went back to the East Central, and then, I don't know, after I dropped off Chrissy last night over at the train station, for some reason, I got into a little bit of a Depeche Mode thing, and it all started with Just Can't Get Enough.
Oh, that's very nice.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Bing, bum, bidding, bidding, boom, boom, bing. Bum, bidding, bidding, boom, boom, boom. Bum, bidding, bidding, bing, 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 bing,
doop, 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 doop. Deep, da, ba, da,
when
ba,
I ba, get deep, the baby, deep, deep, I go out of my seat. I just can't get enough. People still get down to this song when they play it.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The concert. They do. By the way, Cappy, I do have one more thing, but we'll get to it in the last segment because we got to go to Radio Tinder here in a second.
What are you talking about? I got Dealer's Choice.
Well, before we get to Dealer's Choice.
Oh, all right, all right.
Which is something I heard on Travis and Slee, something Christopher said.
Well, really? What did he say?
He said something like, well, I know if Sedano's here, he would start yelling at me because blah, 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 blah.
What you would yell at him over blah, 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 blah?
No, I'm going to tell you what he said.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It's like
gotcha.
The tease.
Gotcha, got it. Got it.
So,
okay.
But they were talking about something we were just talking about LeBron and the future of the Lakers. So I...
I heard Morales rip LeBron's ass earlier today, and people were all over Twitter loving the fact that they said Morales was speaking the truth.
I mean, truth adjacent, I would say.
Okay. They said he was keeping it real.
It's kind of like going to Beverly Hills. And, you know, you live in Beverlywood, and you say you live in Beverly Hills adjacent, you know?
Okay. Got it. Got it.
Okay.
I'll look forward to what the blah, 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 blah is.
Right. But we'll do that after.
All right.
Because we got to try to get back on the clock here. Clock management, Cappy. The big dance is here, Cappy. Of course, before we get to Radio Tinder, these are what teams have been looking forward to all season. They can't wait to compete in the tournament. And you know what? My guy, Jacob, whose opponent is in the bracket. That's right. The insurance company. So you get into an accident, you call Jacob, right? 844-24-JACOB. Of course, that's what you do. But for Jacob, he treats every day like it's the madness of March. Jacob has scouted the competition, knows what he's trying to do each and every day against every single opponent. Jacob is able to counteract the attempts to lowball you by that insurance company. You don't have to pay a penny out of pocket. That's right. Jacob able to cover your medical expenses, get you the rental car, and get you the settlement you deserve. Guys, Jacob's been doing this for 25 years, more now, actually. Experience matters when you're dealing with the insurance companies. You don't want to work with like your cousin's uncle's neighbor, okay? Like, that's not what you want to do. You want to work with a guy who knows what he's doing, and Jacob's that guy. So you get into an accident, you call Jacob at 844-24-JACOB. Don't take a chance, guys. Call Jacob, let him continue to win big on your behalf. So guys, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Man, you call Jacob, he'll win for you. So call him at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB, 844-24-JACOB, or visit him online at calljacob.com.
Thanks, Christopher. I've never seen an episode of Star Trek.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm a Star Wars person.
Yeah, but,
you don't have to be one or the other.
It's not a thing. It's not like a Michael Jackson versus Prince. It's not a thing.
That's not a thing.
Star Trek versus Star Wars is not a thing.
Okay. Well, I'm not a Trekkie. I'm a, you know, Star Wars person. I can only have one fake, what do they call it, sci-fi universe in my world.
Fake? You can't say that about Star Trek.
Okay.
That was real.
You know Spock? You guys buds?
I mean, you know, I watched.
That was the one William Shatner was on Star Trek, right?
Yeah, that's how, why the whole 93-year-old thing just came up.
I know,
yeah.
But I'm saying, like, that's how he got famous. Or was
he
famous before
93.
That?
Yeah, no, that, I think that's what did it.
Because I don't know anything else that he's really been in other than those shows he hosts on Netflix about UFOs.
No, I think he's been in a lot of stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, Cappy, a new fashion trend has emerged.
Tell me.
Well, it's originally a trend that women had embraced and are starting to again with the fashion cycle repeating itself from the early 90s, mid-90s, and it's crop tops.
When you say crop tops, does that mean like a halter top?
No, a crop top is any shirt that you're gonna cut off so you can see your belly.
Oh.
So there's some of these, you know, like TikTok influencers, whatever you want to call them, that have been, I guess they're famous for trying to like post fashion, like outfit of the days, what I'm wearing, here's my kicks, here's my fit. And there's a couple guys that have been going viral for saying like, it's cool to wear crop tops now. The one influencer who has 200,000 followers, Ellie Lon, he said, it's time to slut it up, guys. This is our crop top Whoa. Summer. Look at that little bit of belly. Would you ever wear a crop top?
I would not, but I remember Keyshawn used to wear them back in the day. I used to always tease him about it. When he was at USC, he used to wear like a crop top jersey, basically.
Yeah, but when you're a college football player and you've got abs, that was a cool thing to do.
No doubt.
Well, these guys in these videos all have abs. And they're like, hey, this looks good. If girls can show off their bellies, why can't we show off our abs?
Well, if you have abs, show them off.
So would you ever wear a crop top? Like, let's say you get back into, like, you know, your goal of, you know, shedding some pounds, even though you don't need to. Would you ever rock one?
I mean, yeah. I mean, back in my day, you know, I used to rock one.
Oh, so you did. Do you have pictures?
Oh, for sure. I don't know if I got any pictures laying around. I mean, this is going back to the, you know, this is probably the late 80s, early 90s. But yeah, I'd rock one. But I mean, nowadays I wouldn't. Because like, I see people who are wearing like cutoff shirts that shouldn't be wearing cutoff shirts. And I'm like, oh man, you got a lot of confidence, dude. You know?
Who's to say they shouldn't be wearing them though?
Well, I'm just saying, like, for me, I wouldn't do it if I were them.
Well, you also hate yourself and as far as your body goes, so that's why this whole, you know, we do the whole positive affirmations thing.
Yeah.
So you just stare in the mirror and be mean to yourself about it.
I saw a video that somebody posted today on Instagram from last year's pickleball tournament. I was like, that's not me. That cannot be me.
Why?
Like, because I look so heavy, you know?
Oh, you're saying like comparatively.
Yeah. But yeah, I wouldn't rock that crop top unless I had the body to rock the crop top.
Well, that should be your goal. Have the body to rock the crop top.
I know.
Let's see. In fashion.
Today's March what? What's today's date? March what?
22nd.
Okay. By April 1st, I'm going to get my mind right. April, May, 60 days. I'm going to go 60 days so that I'm ready for June.
I'm with you.
I'm ready for summer.
I'm getting there, but I'm not like fully mentally ready to like go hard at like, you know, working out and committing back to keto.
Yeah, it's not really. Yeah, it's not the working out. It's the eating.
Okay. All right, well, speaking of working out, a polyamorous Brazilian couple has taken muscle flaunting to the triple X seen by training together at a public gym while they're naked.
Mm.
They say it's a form of intimacy and complicity that goes beyond the conventional. And they said that you actually burn more calories working out nude. And that's something that they said that they were inspired by Arnold Schwarzenegger. I didn't know that that was a thing, that he said that he worked out in the nude, but apparently they said he did. So not only do these people work out in the nude, they actually pay their gym to be able to do so. Because obviously you can't just like show up to a regular gym and work out naked. So they have to pay the gym to let them work out privately during the off hours so they can be naked. They post their videos. They're like, I guess they're considered like fitness slash triple X influencers. They have over 200,000 Instagram followers and they post the nude content on their OnlyFans. So I guess this was just something I wanted to bring up because you talk a lot about working out and you also talk about going to the nude beach, but you're just a lurker. You don't actually like participate. So I want to know, Cap, what your thoughts are about working out naked at the gym and specifically this couple that does
it. Well, here are my thoughts on this couple. Number one, if you're going to be fully nude, that means no shoes. Okay. I'm looking at the guy right now. Crack on leg press machine.
Don't you need shoes, though, to work out?
I know, but listen, you also should put a towel down. Even if you're wearing clothes, you should put a towel down on the machines at the gym. This guy has his bare ass on the leg press machine. Don't like it. Don't like it at all. And by the way, she looks like she is, she looks like she's a power lifter. And he looks like skinny. But she looks like she could deadlift like 500 pounds. Big D, you check this lady out or what?
No, I have not.
He should have like a bench off with her.
Totally.
In the nude.
Okay.
No, I don't want to like volunteer you for the nude part. Nah, you know, I just, you know, going with the story.
Big D, would you rather have a squat off with her in the nude?
Nothing in the nude. Nothing in the nude.
George, what do you think about this?
I don't like this.
I mean, listen, if you got it, flaunt it. That's what I say.
I like that. It's a good attitude to have.
This guy got one of those handlebar mustaches, too.
Those are back in again, along with the crop tops.
I mean, they're back in for like a few people. Like, you know, if you're a bartender at a trendy spot, you can have a handlebar mustache. But if you're a regular guy, you can't.
There's a picture from the, is it the Pirates who has one of those mustaches? He's dating the Olivia Dunn, the gymnast from LSU.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. He has one of those cool mustaches. I always wonder how they do that. They have to put like gel or wax or something on it.
Yeah, wax.
Right?
Yeah, like Raleigh Fingers used to have.
I do remember him. All right, last one here. So Adam Sandler, Cappy's favorite person to impersonate, is apparently gearing up to make a sequel close to 30 years after the original film, Happy Gilmore. So the actor who played Shooter McGavin was recently did an interview where he said that he actually had seen the script to Happy Gilmore 2. And he said it's in the works. Fans have been demanding it. Now with all these nostalgia movies and remakes coming back around, now they thought is the time to do it. So, do you guys think the world needs a Happy Gilmore 2?
You know what? I mean, I don't think it needs it. But, you know, if the Sandman wants to do it, I bet you people would watch it. Is it going to be like a Netflix thing?
Well, he has that huge deal with Netflix.
Right.
So I'm assuming it would be a Netflix thing. And plus, I feel like nowadays, you know, you get like that second run where it's, again, a nostalgia thing. People like me who it's like, oh my gosh, I may not have been interested in it right after the fact. But now you bring all those people back, I feel like it'd be a hit.
Yeah.
Except Chubbs. He just died.
Chubbs was, what's the gentleman's name? I can't think of it.
Who just passed away, Carl Weathers.
From Rocky, Carl Weathers, right.
Yeah.
And Bob Barker, right? Wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he just
he
died
also
too.
Passed
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Bob Barker died. So.
And so did the grandma. She just recently died too.
Who's the grandma?
The lady who played his grandma. That, you know, that he needed to win her house back.
Okay.
That
don't know
actress,
the
she just passed away recently.
Well, a lot of these people have died. I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know if you can do this again.
I mean, all you really need is him and Shooter McGavin, right?
Who played Shooter McGavin? What was the actor's
Chris
name?
Chris McDonald.
Chris McDonald. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Back to your question. Does the world need this sequel? I don't think so. But on the other hand, if you're Adam Sandler, you're a business man trying to do some business, and that's a movie where somebody will pay you $30 million to do it. So do it. Make your money. You know, I'm going to make a suggestion right now, George, and I don't know if this is going to go over popular or not, okay? I don't really know if this is going to go over well. But maybe the guy who should play the Carl Weathers role should be the recently retired Aaron Donald.
But do we know if he can act?
We don't know if he can act. We just know that there's been some talk that that's something he might like to get into.
So he's kind of pulling this out of thin air, right?
Yeah, well, right. I mean, I'm just thinking about somebody that's handsome, that's ripped, you know, that's available. He's got the time.
Can he
I
golf?
Mean, what about you, Cappy? What can you do in the? Can you play the? You know, can you play a role in the Sandman movie? I mean, you can literally do the Sandler voice. You know?
I would be the brother to Happy Gilmore. You know, the estranged brother. Oh, and then I just show up and I just do my Adam Sandler to Adam Sandler. Oh, hello. Oh, let's play a little golf. Oh, okay.
Hey, Adam's brother, would you like to know that Tequila Mandala is the presenting sponsor of Radio Tinder? You can always swipe right on Tequila Mandala.
Oh, Tequila Mandala. Yeah. I always swipe right on Tequila Mandala.
It's award-winning small-batch premium sipping tequila made from the finest mature agaves. Available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. So visit their website, Adam Sandler's brother, or Billy Madison's brother, tequilamandala.com, or Happy Gilmore's brother. Their website is tequilamandala.com, and demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala, their Billy Madison's brother, Happy Gilmore's brother, or all of the characters' brothers.
Right. That's right. Or crazy one-arm pickle guy, like when it's Halloween.
I'm crazy one-arm pickle guy. I have a pickle for an arm. Now, please, give me some candy.
Cappy, why don't you tell us how much you love to do that voice while also driving a Subaru?
Yeah, let me tell you guys that tomorrow at the pickleball event, thanks so much. Big shouts out to our people at Subaru, man. These guys are such great partners for us. And I'll tell you, 2 weeks ago when we did the pet adoption event, Subaru was there. And we love working with Subaru. I mean, just all the local retailers, all the people in the marketing, just a great, great partnership between 710 and Subaru. And tomorrow, you're going to get a chance to take a look at some of the Subaru products. But what I would like to tell you is this, is right now, today is you know, we're getting towards the end of March. Today is March 22nd, I think, through April 1st. Subaru is having a sale. It's called A Lot to Love, the A Lot to Love sales event. And two vehicles in particular I want to focus in on. The first one is the Solterra. It's the electric SUV. I've been talking about it for the better part of the last 4 or 5 months because it's the first ever electric SUV from Subaru. So it's got the Subaru lifestyle toughness thing happening on the outside, but it's also got the latest and greatest in technology and luxury on the inside. And right now, during the A Lot to Love sales event, right now the lease specials on the Solterra are like ridiculous. Okay. Now, I also want to tell you about the 2024 Subaru Forester, which if you look online at Subaru.com and you look at the Forester, there are so many interesting new colors and variations of colors. You're going to absolutely love it. The Cascade Green, man, I'm telling you, check it out right now. All the advanced Subaru safety, such a great investment for your family with that long-lasting, unmatchable Subaru quality. And don't miss this opportunity because the legendary Subaru model, the 2024 Forester, is right now, the lease specials are so ridiculous, I can't even tell you about them on the air. So get to your local Subaru retailer this weekend. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Cappy, before we get to Dealer's Choice real quick.
Yeah.
Since we just heard Christopher's voice, I heard him today on Travis and Sliwa.
Yeah, I heard he said blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, just, oh, we just got to move on from LeBron. The fans don't want it. If it's not going to be about winning championships, then we got to give what the fans want. Here's the deal, Christopher, for the uninitiated, for the, you know, the untrained eye.
Ooh.
And I told you this the other day, but apparently it didn't stick. It must have gotten stuck in your beard somewhere.
Ooh, like that whipped cream that was up your nose yesterday at the islands.
Correct. Island boy.
Island boy.
The Lakers did not make a move this offseason, or this season, and now they have three first-round picks. So they can add a star-level player to this team. All right? They've got the ammunition to do said thing. So it is about winning championships. That's the whole point. That's why he wants to. That's why he wanted them to always trade to get other guys. Because they want it, he wants to try to win a championship. So I don't get this notion of he's not trying to win a championship or they are not trying to win a championship. We had this conversation today. You didn't believe it, but I told you the Lakers believe they're in it to try to win a championship.
This year?
Yes, even this year. Hmm. I think they think, dude, we heard it yesterday on the air. Geeter said, well, you know, if it's matchup dependent, if they get the right matchup, you know, they can get on a run. Yeah. Like, I don't think they can beat Denver, but what if Denver gets knocked out? Like, that's not impossible. I don't think it's likely, but it's not impossible. So, things broke their way last year. They shouldn't have gotten to the Western Conference Finals last year based on anything other than matchups, but they got the matchups. So, it's not impossible. But this notion that they're not about winning championships, God forbid I'm the one that's going to defend the Lakers around here, is absurd. Regardless of whether it's the Lakers or LeBron, the combination of both makes it even more absurd. It's patently absurd at that point.
Yeah, but what you're saying, though, is that, hey, listen, they didn't make a move this year so that they could have more ammunition for next year.
Correct, almost, in this offseason.
It sounds like, in some ways, hey, we know we're not really that good this year.
No, it says we feel like we've got guys that made a run last year, and maybe we can do that again, but we can also save our ammunition for next year and really take a real swing at it.
Yeah, but you know, teams like the Lakers, George, they're not usually in a position or if you've got LeBron James and you're all about championships, you're not really about, well, if this were to happen and this were to break right and we got this sort of a matchup and hopefully somebody got hurt.
No, yes you are. When you're 39-year-old LeBron James, that's how it works.
Well, that's why I think Chris shares the opinion of a lot of other people.
So move on and do what? Because you don't have cap space to do anything if he moves on.
Well,
you have none. No cap space. You've got a team with AD and three picks, but no space to actually do anything.
Yeah, I think most people, you called them the uninitiated, don't really think about the level of detail.
Okay,
of cap
well, that's
space.
A big part of this. You know, you can't just, you know, swing a big stick and not know the details. If you're going to make that
Does he swing a big stick? I mean,
well,
I kind of think
he does.
It's kind of small.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's a small stick.
Okay, perhaps.
I think it's a very small stick.
You may have seen his stick more than I have.
I have not seen that stick. That stick, I don't know, but it seems small.
Okay. Well, you're the one, you guys are sharing rooms and, you know, next door to each other and all that. I don't know.
I've seen the stick, you know.
But I believe he thinks he swings a big stick. And my point is, if you're going to swing that stick, you better not miss.
Yeah.
And you're missing on the details.
Yeah, you're missing on the details. You're missing. You hear that? You're missing on the details. What do you got to say about that?
All right. Now, what do you have to say about Dealer's Choice before we get out of here? Blah, blah, blah.
Hey, Dealer's Choice, real quick. You know my favorite thing in sports? This is kind of, as you get older, this is what happens to you. You start to like story stuff rather than just like individual team things or even chasing championships.
Sure.
I love stories.
Yeah.
There's a kid, George, who I've been watching. I watched this kid grow up, play Little League, play high school ball. Last year in the NCAA tournament, this young man had a game for Princeton.
What's his name?
His name is Ryan Langborg.
Okay.
For Princeton last year, he scored 26 points. He had three boards. He was 11 for 17 from the field, and he was 4 for 7 from three-point range. That's last year playing for Princeton.
Nice.
He was a graduate transfer this year. He transferred to Northwestern. Northwestern won earlier today in the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. He scored 27 points, four boards, 11 for 19 from the field, 3 for 8 from three-point range. Been watching this kid his whole life, and I just love stories like these. Earlier today, I was talking to our friends from Prize Picks and the ad agency, and the lady from the ad agency was telling me that her nephew is on the verge of making the Chicago White Sox. I'm like, tell me more about him. This guy was drafted by the Dodgers in 2020 or 21. He was a fourth round draft choice, and then he got traded by the Dodgers to the White Sox, and he was part of a trade between the Dodgers and the White Sox that included Trace Thompson. So I love hearing these stories of kids that are on the verge or kids you've grown up watching Little League and whatever. And then they have big events like, you know, the tournament or even, you know, making a major league club. So,
yeah, that's pretty awesome.
It is cool. It is really, really cool. I've been communicating with this young fella through instant messaging on or DMs on Instagram. So I was on the verge of bringing him on the show today, but I don't know if you'd be down with it or not.
Of course I'd be down with it.
Well, if they make it to the Sweet 16, we got to bring this kid on.
Okay, sounds good. Let's do it. Cappy, before you go, do you got another prize picks in you? A little picks before tonight?
You know what? I'm looking. LeBron James tonight, 25 and a half. Should I go more or less? What do you say?
No Joel Embiid. I'll take my chances with it. Sure.
How about AD tonight? More or less 24 and a half. That's the one I was really looking at.
I actually Embiid. Like that one more than the LeBron one.
Yeah. Hey, Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app. Over 3 million active members. The game is so easy. Pick a couple of players. Decide, are they going to go more or less in a variety of categories? Could be scoring. Could be assists. Tonight, I'm putting Anthony Davis together with a hockey player who only needs half of a hit. So it's really that easy to play, and you're going to have a great time. You get that first deposit match when you use my code Cappy. Download the app. Use my code Cappy. Prize Picks is the app. The code is Cappy. They're going to match your first deposit 100% up to $100. Have fun. Good luck with Prize Picks.
See ya.